you bring me down today. Don't you bring us down today.
Clem Snide wrapping up this first set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. For this encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. That's right. I'm the Mockster. My name is Paul. This is an encore presentation of the Viva La Mock radio program. Before I talk about that, let me just tell you the songs that I just played to start off that set of music. Before the Clem Snide. Clem Snide in town just recently. It was Eve solo, but under the moniker of Clem Snide. So played some Clem Snide. Doing the Christina Aguilera hit, Pittsburgh's own Extina, with a song that Linda Perry from 4-9 Blondes wrote. How about that? How about that? So before all of that, Syd Barrett with Wouldn't You Miss Me? Or, as I like to call it, Dark Globe. And start off the entire set with some Lou Reed. Some Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll soundtrack with My Name is Mock. Because as I've told you, my name is Mock. No, actually, I've told you my name is Paul. But it's a show called Viva La Mock. And people call me the Mockster. Yeah, but this is an encore presentation. Which means most of this show actually aired on Friday, February 18th of 2022. Most of it. So what I've done is I've taken an actual recording of that show and I've planted it within this hour, 2 hour block, whatever they allot me. And then around that, I sprinkle in the opportunity for me to tell you that it's an encore presentation, so it's not live. You want to hear me live? Tune in Friday nights at 9. You can call me up and do all that good stuff. But if it's not a Friday night, don't call me up because I won't answer the phone. But what I've done is I've taken songs from that same show, February 18th, 2022, and I'm playing highlights of that for this encore presentation. That's the business that's happening right now. Hey, speaking of that Friday, I did get a new listener actually reached out and said, Mockster, I just found your show. My husband and I are listening to your show, and wow, where have you been all of my life? And I think by all of her life, she means like in the last like week or two, I don't know. Not really all of her life. Gave me a couple songs, a couple inspirations, a couple things to think about to play for you, including something from Antenna from their debut album, It's Sleep.
I like sleeping. It's the best part. Then I guess it's alright.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Thank you. Hey, Pittsburgh, this is Eric Harrison coming to you with a heart full of gratitude on WRCT Pittsburgh. Rock on, Yinzers.
D. Gordon Liddy, I urge you to tune in to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 on your FM dial. If you don't, I'll break both your legs.
Breast cancer calls to mind self-exams and mammograms. But did you know the most fatal form of breast cancer does not have a lump?
No lump. Still cancer. You heard me right. No lump can still be cancer. Inflammatory breast cancer, IBC,
does not show up on a mammogram and often strikes women in their 30s.
So learn about IBC. Any sudden change in the breast is cause for a full and proper exam.
www.theibcnetwork.org or find them at the IBC Network Inflammatory Breast Cancer on Facebook.
We'll be right back. bring you like our tasty love. You need like anything in the world. Spinners bring you like our beauty life. We are warm, it is crazy, it's true. This is a song for you, you, you. Give me a smile, look closely at my lips. They say I needed you, you, you. Give me a sweetly kiss. Palm in the palm of your hand, it flew away. No one will find out there, I promise. One wind is trading in the shower, is on two.
Niemand hört. Einstein. Ich bin ein Stein unter einem Stein, unter einem Stein. Ich bewege mich so langsam, dass ich unbeweglich aussehe. Furtbach, Wildbach, Bäche von meinem Tränen. Niemand hört es, als ich schreie. 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 Niemand hört es, als ich schreie.
Take the sounds of your favorite radio station to places you never thought possible? Well, now you can, because WRCT is live on the internet. Just point your browser to www.wrct.org and click on our live MP3 broadcast. Now you can go out of town without any feelings of loss or regret for leaving us behind, because we're just a mouse click away. WRCT, live on the internet. Because why should Pittsburgh have all the fun?
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
We're going to be taking a deep look at 2024 today. We're going to look at all sorts of new approval polls for both the Democratic and Republican side. But before we do that, I have to start with a story that many of you I know will say, David, this can't be. This has to be a low. Even Fox News, even the right wing wouldn't do this, would they? And yes, they did. Fox News hosts are now worried that the rapidly declining gas prices that we're seeing might be bad for local mom and pop gas stations. I know, guys, I know. After months and months and months of saying the high gas prices are the end of the country, they are Joe Biden's fault, it is inflation, it's ruining everything, the high gas prices are so terrible. Now that gas prices have been declining for about a month, and of course, they don't want to give Joe Biden any credit for it, which, by the way, I don't think he deserves, but they were blaming Biden on the way up. Now they're silent. Now they're saying, you know, these lower gas prices, they might be bad for gas stations. Listen to this. It is beyond parody.
Want him to run again, and the rest probably don't. That is stunning. By the way, on gas prices, I found it curious. I was at a lacrosse tournament up in Wilmington, Delaware over the weekend. In right. Delaware and Northern Maryland, regular gas is about anywhere from $4.55 to $4.80 a gallon. So the price is beginning to creep back down.
It is. It is. And the point was made over the weekend, I believe it was the Wall Street Journal, that gas prices are actually coming back down historically faster with the price of oil yeah. than usual. And it just goes to show you what an incredible risk reward calculation has to happen on the part of those small, independently owned, most of them, mom and pop gas stations. It's a struggle for all of them.
Yep.
Yeah, still a long way from $3.55 a gallon, but, you know, maybe some movement in that direction. Hey, they can't find peace and privacy.
Yeah, no, guys, listen, I mean, we really have to now think about these mom and pop gas stations. All of a sudden, prices are coming down. This could really be a bad thing for them. So we'll ask the question of whether that's even true. Just as a reminder, gas prices indeed coming down. They peaked right around really about a month ago, right in mid-June, and have been in a relatively steep decline. I mean, it is true that normally, as I've told you before, there's this phenomenon where you see oil prices go up and then gas prices go up in parallel. But then when oil comes back down, the gas prices only trickle down at a lower rate. And we've seen this with airfare. We've seen this in a lot of different areas that are dependent on the oil price. But we're actually seeing a relatively rapid decline of gas prices, now down to about $4.64 from a high of about $5.03. So it is true that gas prices are coming down. Now, the question is it bad for the mom and pops? Is it bad for gas stations when gas prices are lower, which would imply that it's good for gas stations when prices are higher? Now, this is not actually even true. And so with all of these discussions, first, you know, we get the claim from Fox. First, we want to verify the facts. Are gas prices even coming down? And yes, they are coming down, and I've reported that to you. The next question is, do the local gas stations suffer when prices come down? It doesn't really work that way. When oil prices go up, what you actually sometimes see is gas stations, which make very little off of gas, try to outcompete competitors by really eating some of the price increase. So you will see